Keep it locked on chatandspinradio.com.
And today we're at the Seaburn Leisure Centre here in Sunderland, where there's a sci-fair exhibition going on. All sorts of different weather today. We've had snow and we've had sunshine, we've had all sorts, but it hasn't deterred the crowd, because as you can hear, there's a lot of people here. And we're talking to different people, and we've got Simon Coates here. Simon, good afternoon.
Hello, yes. Hello.
Welcome to Chatterspin Radio.
Thank you.
You're from Middlesbrough.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Right, now you're an author as well.
Yeah.
Now just tell me that about the type of books that you write.
Okay, so the basic idea is it's a science fiction idea of what life might be like in the 24th century.
In the 24th century, yeah. That's a long time ago.
It is. It's where it's a little bit different is when you think of futuristic things like say Terminator or Mad Max, which are all good fun and everything else. But those look at things that are very, very unlikely or we wouldn't really want to happen. The idea of Terminator where you've got robots killing us all and Mad Max, like a post-nuclear holocaust. I thought of doing things that could actually happen and we probably want them to happen as well. So the basic concept is what life might be like, and then once I'd sorted out all the details out, then I could start writing stories.
What inspired you to write these stories?
It was probably just an idea, like a general idea I got. And I thought that would be just good fun to do. And the funny thing is when I got the idea about writing about, if you like, a realistic future, when I looked into it, I was a bit surprised that nobody had really done it. I mean, it's been, obviously, the futuristic thing has been done, you know, loads of times, but the idea of doing things that could actually happen hasn't really been done before. And I was a bit surprised, and I thought it might be something worth doing. So I started messing around with a few ideas, and then it was about, I got the original idea about 8 years ago, but then it was about 2 years ago when I seriously thought about thinking of getting books published and produced.
Did you do some research into what people, or what the world could be like in the year 2004?
Yeah, so what I did, I mean, I thought, well, fundamental questions like how many people will be living in the 24th century, and using so the United Nations population model.
Well, the population of the world at the moment is around about 60, 61 million. And in years to come, do you think it'll multiply, or do you think it'll die?
Well, actually, I think it's 65 million in the United Kingdom, right, and 7 billion worldwide.
Right, yes. Yeah.
And I thought, well, I was looking at different things about, you know, possibility of a nuclear war and all this sort of stuff. And I used a bit of artistic license, you've got to, obviously.
Yeah.
And I came to a figure of about 40 billion, which is a lot of people.
Right.
Which then leads
it
on.
It certainly is, yeah. Yes.
It leads on to the possibility of living on planet Mars, which is a key thing of the stories. I thought, well, 40 billion people living on the Earth, that's a lot of people.
Yes, it's going to be overcrowded, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. So I thought,
so
well,
move them out to Mars.
Yeah. So we have,
of course, in those days, well, people will be able to do that. There'll be spaceships available,
well, that's the thing,
to get people up there. Yeah.
So that's the thing. I had to think about all these things. I thought, well, yeah, we would have had to have colonised planet Mars, which is a key element of the stories, and also the Moon. And we also have orbiting space stations as well. So it becomes a major part of the stories that I've written.
Yeah. So you're putting all these ideas into the... I mean, you'll not be around to know whether it'll happen or not,
that's,
but there again,
shame,
you could come back again, you know.
Well, yeah, maybe. Who knows? We'll see, you know. Yes.
But anyway, now, the books, they're available online, so it's the usual places, normal places.
Yeah, I've got... I've called the whole concept the Galactic Echo, because it's quite a quirky name, and it came from when I was starting out. It was a newspaper style thing, which was just online. It was a bit of fun, and I had a website. It was like a newspaper reporting on events in the 24th century as if they were happening for real. And I thought, well, call it Northern Echo type thing. So, okay, the Galactic Echo. Yeah, it's a bit of a quirky name. So I've got a website, the www.galactic-echo.com. If you go on there, you see all the links. I've got a Twitter page and a Facebook page, and I've got an email, of course. So yes, the books are available to buy direct from the website. I'll send them out, and also, of course, they're available on Amazon as well as ebooks.
And of course you're here till, is it 3 o'clock?
I think it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah. 4 o'clock, right. And you've got some books here?
Yeah, I've got books here, yes. As well, I've got loads of little extras as well. I mean, for example, there's a book I wrote to do with spaceship racing. Imagine Formula One, the spaceship instead of cars. And I've actually made a model of one of the spaceships, and that's here as well today.
Right,
oh, that's things. So.
That's great. Well, yeah. Have you sold many books today?
I sold a couple now, yeah. So, the main thing is just to get out there and speak to people. And
that's right, you know. and make yourself known, and your books known as well.
I will say one thing. One of my stories is a cycling story, which is hill climber of Olympus Mons on planet Mars. It's the highest mountain in the universe. I mean, people listening to this will go on Google now and have a look.
Yes.
It's a huge mountain, and it's basically a hill climb on planet Mars. And it was forwarded by a former double Commonwealth Games gold medal winner, Paul Curran, who was born in Stockton, near to where I live. And, of course, this year we've got some really big cycling events happening in the local area, and I'm hoping to get involved with those. So, it's an exciting year, I think, this year. So it's good,
yeah. That's fine. Simon, thanks for coming on.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.